Secretary of State Warren Christopher arrived in the West African nation of Mali today for the start of his first visit to sub-Saharan Africa. One of the topics the Secretary will be discussing during his week in Africa is a recent initiative of the Clinton administration, the creation of a so-called African Crisis Response Force. The idea is to form an all-African force, 10,000 troops, to intervene in crises like the one in Rwanda 2 years ago. The Clinton administration is offering to organize and train such a force. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The Africa Crisis Response Force grew out of the administration's desire to do something earlier this year to head off the possibility of a Rwanda-like genocidal conflict in neighboring Burundi. As administration officials traveled through Africa in recent months, they found support for an African peacekeeping force not just to intervene in Burundi, but one that could be used throughout the continent to defuse the deadly conflicts that have gripped Africa for years now, such as those in Somalia, Liberia, and Rwanda. The administration's proposal is to identify units in armies across the continent, provide the financing to standardize their equipment, train them in modern peacekeeping tactics, and hold joint exercises to get them to work together. Assistant Secretary of State George Moose says the purpose of such a force would be principally humanitarian, to save lives.
It's not intended that this kind of a force would have the capability to impose a peace on warring factions. It would not have the ability to go in and separate forces. What it would do is at least afford some degree of haven for innocent civilians.
Moose said it could cost up to $40 million to set up. He stressed no U.S. ground troops would participate, and he said the U.S. wants the support of Europe in the endeavor. Zimbabwe, Tanzania, and Senegal, among others, are said to be considering providing troops. The U.N. Security Council would make the final decision to deploy. Although African nations have traditionally opposed intervening in their neighbors' affairs and resisted outside attempts to do so, Africa's recent crises have begun to change perceptions. Olara Otunu, former Ugandan foreign minister and now president of the International Peace Academy, says there is a critical mass of support in Africa for the American proposal.
Clearly, there's a new willingness, there's a new awareness about the incredible suffering, the dramatic situation of conflict which is unfolding in Africa, in a sense that African countries and African leaders can be seen to be indifferent and not to do something.
Initial reaction among experts here has been cautiously favorable. Former Assistant Secretary of State Chester Crocker, who worked in both the Reagan and Bush administrations, likes the idea, but thinks the Clinton administration may be too timid in limiting it to purely humanitarian missions.
You can't just do the humanitarian piece and say you're not going to ever get involved in any of the things that relate to conflict resolution or settlements or even making people behave themselves a little better. The rules of engagement, if they're announced in advance as safe havens, may not get the attention of the thugs and the warlords and the tribal mafias and the other things that are wreaking havoc in some African countries.
Such a force would inevitably involve itself in peacemaking as well, says Olara Otunu. The force, he argues, could function eventually as a deterrent to conflict.
Simply knowing that such a force exists, that the will exists to use it, would have a sobering effect, I believe, on parties in conflict, and I think would help various peacemaking processes.
Involvement in peacekeeping operations has gone out of favor in the U.S., especially among Republicans in Congress, and some have already slammed the administration's intention to field this force. But Chester Crocker, who served two Republican administrations, says this is an idea that is worthwhile trying, given the serious difficulties maintaining peace in Africa.
I would hope that Republicans would think before they speak on this one. To me, this is an area that is on the cutting edge of policy. There's a lot of unanswered questions. If we don't do it right, we'll wind up with a good initiative being undercut both at home and overseas. So it's rather delicate to launch an initiative like this, but I hope it works.
It is not clear how quickly the administration plans to move on this. It has yet to consult Congress and now cannot until after November's election. As one congressional staffer said, people up here, meaning Republicans on Capitol Hill, are not too thrilled about this. This is Mike Schuster in New York.